on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Do you know, for people that don't drive the Western Arterial, they're not aware of the bumper-to-bumper traffic out there. They call it a pinch point here, and obviously it is. There's a photograph here on page 5 of the Cairns Post today. Traffic banked up on the Cairns Western Arterial, which is to be expanded to four lanes. This has come a little bit, I think, out of left field. We've been talking about it, the need for it, for some time. But it says here, an infuriating pinch point on the Cairns Road network will be overhauled after a shock $240 million federal budget pledged to smash the city's traffic congestion. Josh Frydenberg tomorrow will announce the $240 million, well, Chris Calcino has already announced, to complete the duplication of the Western Arterial, the final piece required to achieve the Ring Road Dream. The Ring Road Dream. We've been talking about this for years. Now, it refers to it as a surprise decision. They're going to pay 80% of the cost, and of course the state government to pay the other 20%. So there you've got it. And of course Warren Inch is saying, well, if they're not going to do it on time, it's their fault because they've got to stump up that 20%. Let's talk to Warren about it, because it's sort of come out of left field timing-wise. He's on the line. Yes, he is, member for Leichhardt. Warren Inch, good morning.
Hello, mate. How are you?
We've been talking about this, Warren, for a hell of a long time. What brought it forward like this, like it has today, and been a bit of a surprise?
Well, what's happened here is that, yes, we've been talking about it for a long time. I've been working very closely with Advanced Cairns on this. I mean, we've originally come up with this concept of the Ring Road, and the Western Arterial, of course, is a state road. You may recall, leading up to the last election, it took quite a while for me to convince the state government to agree to transfer or to applying for the road from Sheridan Street, from Ormola Street through the Smithfield Roundabout, to have that included as part of the national highway network, which allowed us to put money into that. Mm. And what we've put into there is $287 million of the $359 million spend. That basically will take us to the Smithfield, roundabout there at Caravonica. Mm. They're doing the state government's doing that work from the bypass and from the northern beaches. The pinch point has been that area from Caravonica through to Redlinch, yeah. and of course the two major pieces of infrastructure there is that overpass at Redlinch, yeah. Redlinch Road, and of course the Kamarunga Bridge,
yes.
on the Barron, and. The state government's been working there, opening it up, the Bill Fulton Bridge. They've doubled that one, which is closer into town. And they've doubled the highway through to the Redlinch turnoff. But I could see that it was going to take a lot longer to get those two major pinch points done. And so I've been quietly working with the relevant ministers, and saying, you know, we've been talking about the Ring Road for a long time. This will give us an opportunity to pretty much fix it. There will still be work that needs to be done basically from Mulgrave Road into Bill Fulton Bridge, actually, and or close to where the two laning starts there as we're heading west. So there's still a little bit of work to be done there, but this is the big one. I mean, the bridge, yeah. And it's highly unlikely that it's going to get up in the short term without our contribution. And, of course, you've always got the political spear chuckers, saying it's all my fault, you know, that none of this work is being done, even though it is exclusively a state government road. So now that takes away that negativity, and all we can do now is wait for them to do their planning. They're already doing work on that road. Now they can start planning and designing a second bridge to go across there. Mm. This morning I was just having a look just on highway, federal highway contributions. Now, when you have a look at it, there's the Southern Access Corridor that we're doing. This is the duplication between Edmonton and Gordonvale. Mm. $481 million project that's underway at the moment. We got the Southern Access Corridor. That's from Kate Street to Ormola Street. That's work that's being done there. That's on the Mr. Ray Jones Drive, yep. The bypass. That's 123.7 million. We got another 359 that's been million set aside for the Captain Cook Highway. That starts, that preliminary work starts in September. There's another 300 million for that Western Arterial Road, and there's another 237.5 that we've done as part of the Cape York Package. That totals $1.5 billion in currently in roadworks that's happening right in our region, most of it around Cairns. So it's pretty exciting. But of that $1.5 billion, $1.2 billion is actually federal funding. So it's a very significant amount. And I suspect that over the next 5 to 10 years, you're going to see roadworks continuing in that area. And I can tell you, as somebody that lives at Yorkeys Knob, and has to come in every morning when I'm in town, I can't wait for it to happen. I tell you what, it's going to be great to see it happening. It can't come soon enough.
But are you talking about the problem there at the school on Sheridan Street?
Well, that's part of the problem, mate. I mean, goodness me, when I come in recently, particularly if it's been raining a little bit, the congestion starts at the mobile service station on the Yorkeys Knob Road.
Oh, really?
It's just ridiculous. The big problem, of course, is that, and another problem, of course, is with the work that's going at the moment on the Smithfield bypass. A lot of people are coming through that back road, past the transfer station, and coming onto the Yorkeys Road and blocking it off. You know, so a lot more traffic in there. I mean, hopefully the bypass will work. Although I am a little bit sceptic because there's no overpass there at the Caravonica roundabout. We'll wait and see about that one. Rather than predict it's going to be a failure, let's hope it's successful. But if it's not, they're going to have to do something there. But there's still a lot of work, and it's got to start. You know, I've always felt that there needs to be either an overpass or something there at the at Sheridan Street at that school.
Oh, okay.
Because it's...
Well,
it's going to be a choke point.
Warren, my next question, $359 on the stretch there on Sheridan Street, what is it, from the airport, James Street, I think, to the airport. It seems like a hell of a lot of money to widen it a couple of lanes.
Well, it's more than that. It's more than that. That $359 million, that takes it out to the out to Caravonica. You know, it's going to require additional... crossings.
Oh, this is the whole thing, is it? It says here, the federal government's already put aside 80% of the $359 required to upgrade the Cook Highway, with the first works between the CBD and the airport due to begin in September.
Part of the package, mate. It's the whole package
there. Okay.
One of the challenges here is of course, we provide the funding, but we don't actually do any of the planning, design or building. That's all done through the Main Roads Department. And
only on country radio.
Yeah, only on country radio, mate. That's my fault. I should have had it on silent. I'm not going to give them away at the moment. I mean, they've got that many projects going at the moment. But I think there's a lesson here. We need to be looking at more forward planning. And those ones that I mentioned there. The Southern Access, the Southern Corridor, the Captain Cook Highway, the Western Arterial, Cape York Package, and the Smithfield Bypass. Main Roads is basically involved in doing all of those at the moment. So, you know, I suspect they're spread a little bit thin, but it just gives them another... They can't say that money's not a problem. Money will be in the budget, which means it's available as quickly they can get it done. It's great to see some of those works, like on Ray Jones Drive there, is starting to come towards a conclusion. Smithfield Bypass, I understand, will be, hope, successful conclusion in the not-too-distant future. But it's still no reason why they can't be planning on the Kamarunga Bridge and the overpass there at Redledge.
Okay.
A lot of work is being done in that area, but it certainly means that there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Now,
and there's a lot of clean-up work to be done on the Peninsula Development Road. I've got to say to you, I think we need to explain to them that they don't just build a dirt road and then just get out a lick of paint and paint black and think it's... feel it, mate. What they did around that Moorhead Creek River area was absolutely appalling. I mean, the design on that and the planning, there was no... You know, it didn't plan for the flooding, And the bitumen was paper thin. Okay. They need to do better than that. And as I've argued all the time, I don't mind getting the money to put 80% of construction, but I'm certainly not going to go back and clean up the stuff ups after them. They need to take that out of their own budget. I just want the money to continue to go for new works.
Scott Morrison just rang here and said, tell Warren Inch to get off the phone. I've got to talk to him urgently about the North Queensland insurance package.
Hey, how good is that, eh? That's a $1 billion a year for the 10 years I've been pushing for it. It's interesting, again, I see the spear chuckers out there now. I mean, in fact, some of them up recently, and you know this, John, recently up until the time that the announcement was made, it all sort of come on board and said reinsurance pool is away. Now that we've got a reinsurance pool, it does take a little bit of time. They only have to look and see that it's not that we're building a new one because we're just jumping on board on an existing terrorism one that's worked successfully now for quite a lot of years. But we need to make sure that we do it right for disasters like cyclones. But now suddenly they're out there attacking us, almost wishing it's not going to work. I just say to them, look, you know, rather than get out there and jump up and down and continue to throw your spears and negativity, why don't you actually come on board and give us some ideas on what you think it needs to do and what needs to happen there to make sure that when it comes on board, you know, when it actually comes into place, which is next year, that it actually starts running. I mean, I'm confident it will. They're all saying now, oh, you know, they're not telling us what additional stuff needs to be done, but rather just continuing to be critical. As I said to you on your program the other day, of course we're going to need other consumer advocates. This is why I said Margaret Shaw, and I've spoken to the PM about it. She has to be on there. You know, Shaw Insurance is another one that has been doing some great work in there. They are not part of the Insurance Council of Australia. Mate, I don't trust the Insurance Council of Australia as far as I can spit.
Yes.
And so, of course, if Shaw is not part of them, I want them to be there to have a look at it. Did Bob Catter come out today and said, oh, you know, we've got to have all the brokers, etc.? Mate, we don't need a class of thousands. But we need strategically. As you know, Margaret's been on this journey with us right from the beginning, you know, for the last 10 or 11 years. Mm. She knows what she's talking about, and she's bloody good at it.
Yes, she is. I've got to go, because we've got the news coming up. Thank you, Warren. He's a member for Leichhardt. And Emily, can you just tell the Prime Minister he's off the phone? He's available now for that call.